How much does a deck of cards cost you at Walmart or at your, you know, grocery store? $3 or $4. $3 or $4 for a deck of cards. 57 cents. I'm gonna make them available to you for 57 cents a deck. 57 cents? Okay, let's see these playing cards. Well, I call them Kairos playing cards. Kairo is the Greek monogram for Christ. These playing cards are 100% high quality. They're the same professional quality as you would go and play with at the casino. What? Yeah, they're high quality playing cards. What do I do with these high quality playing cards? Well, you use them like playing cards. So I'll go ahead and show you the box first. So if you're looking here at this camera, the Kairos playing cards, it has Jesus' hand and has a hole inside of it and it says professional grade. But this symbol was actually taken from like early church history. And they're playing cards. Kairos stands for Christ's. The premium playing cards on the back, it shows what a playing card looks like. I'll just go ahead and show you a playing card. And at the very bottom, it says, play together, pray together. And the very, very, very bottom, you could see it says, copyright 2006 Gabriel Castillo. So I really did make these in 2006, and I kind of just didn't do anything with them. I felt like it was God's will at the time that I made them, and it hasn't been God's will up until right now, and my mother's been helping me realize this. Get these playing cards out of my garage. And I said, okay. Before I flip them over, take a look. So each card has a palm on it. And if you've ever driven past a tarot card or a palm reader, you see that they have a palm on it. Well, that's, you know what? That's diabolical. They're trying to overtake God and try to say, we don't need you, God. I've got my own way. I don't need your trust in the future. I can trust in myself, and I want to figure out the future for myself. So they have the palm outside because they read your palm. Well, to conquer this, I put a palm also. To conquer this diabolicity, I put a hole in the middle of the palm. Why? Because Jesus Christ's crucifixion defeats all your diabolical infestations, right? And then we have the Cairo and its many different formats in these four corners. So that's the beginning part. Now, every card has a symbol for an early church apostle. So the jokers, as you can see, are Judas. And why is there, what is this on the Judas card? What could this be? Well, this is a rope in the form of a J. Why a rope? Because Judas hung himself. And what about these coins here? Well, Judas, he betrayed our Lord Jesus Christ for how many coins? He betrayed our Lord for these coins. Well, these are the jokers. Why? Because he's a joker, man. You got to be joking me. You traded in our Lord for such cheap garbage, such passing, fleeting pleasures. So those are the jokers. All right. Now, where are the aces? And so, see, as you can see, you can use these as regular playing cards. Now, what are the aces, man? Well, the ace is who? Who's the ace? It's St. Peter and St. Paul. So the early church symbol and the symbols we still use today to represent St. Peter and St. Paul. St. Peter has the keys and St. Paul has the swords. Oh, wow. Well, there's something more to all this. And don't worry. There's a little card here that comes with the deck of playing cards that also tells you what each of these symbols represents and what apostle they go with. And I'm going to keep that there handy just because my brain, remember, I made these over 6 years ago, so my brain's not as fresh on this information as it should be. Well, now you're also going to notice something else. There's, well, I recognize that spade from playing cards, but what is this symbol underneath? Well, this symbol is still a spade, but inside of it, I made a representation of the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. So inside the spade, you can see the Holy Spirit going into the M. Why? Because the Holy Spirit overshadowed the Blessed Mother, and the power of the Most High made it possible for our Lord to take flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. So each card not only has a different apostle, but it also has a different symbol. So those are the spades. The hearts, as you can see here, they're sacred hearts. Why? Because the Sacred Heart. Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Right. And Jesus promised that those who spread devotion to the Sacred Heart would have their names written upon their hearts. So the goal is not just for you to have a deck of playing cards. The goal is for you to be able to distribute these to many other people. And just as the same way the devil can infest people's homes by having DVDs or movies or sinful posters that will be entry points for him to come and tempt people to do wickedness. Well, these playing cards are kind of like the opposite. They're sacramentals that Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, can use to kind of infest their home with holiness and subtly start to make changes in their hearts. And you'll get credit for having spread devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and you'll get credit for helping to educate these people on the real historicity of the apostles. So the Sacred Heart is the other symbol. And what other symbols do we have? Well, the clubs is a clover. And St. Patrick used to use the clover to represent the Holy Trinity. Father is God, the Son is God, and the Holy Spirit is God. Are there three gods? No, there's only one God. All right. You should memorize the Athanasian Creed. I highly recommend it. It's very intense and it's awesome. Wow, the diamonds. How could he possibly convert the diamonds into being Catholic? Well, the diamonds. I just broke them into two triangles. Why? Because Christ has two, what? He's the hypostatic union. He's truly God and truly man. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Oh, wow, this guy thought of everything. Yeah, it wasn't me. I think, honestly, I felt like I was doing God's will. So those are the four different suits. We have the diamonds, the clubs, the hearts, and the spades. Now, I'll go through each apostle with you. So again, I'm going to use the Sacred Hearts just because, you know, I'm promoting devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. What does the heart mean in anthropology? In Judeo-Christian anthropology, the heart represents your complete being. When I say, oh, baby, I'm giving you my heart. What does that mean? I say, I'm giving you everything, all that I am and all that I have. And our Lord gives us everything he has, all that he is, in what? In the sacrifice of the Holy Mass. He offered himself to God the Father on Mount Calvary, and we are being united to this. And in the Holy Eucharist, we see the Lord's complete gift of self. Once again, that's why often, whenever there is not only a transubstantiation, but also transformation, we can see the flesh. Why does it transform into what looks like a heart tissue? Because our Lord is saying, I'm giving you all that I am. I give you my heart. So the Sacred Heart of Jesus, you need to get a devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. So the second symbol is what? It's two fish in the shape of an X. Why two fish in the shape of an X? What do the X represent? St. Andrew. Because St. Andrew was crucified on an X. Why two fish? Because he was a fisherman. Wonderful. These are amazing cards. I want to deck myself for my family and my friends. And these are also good to evangelize who? The Protestants. How the Protestants? I'll get to that in a moment. All right. So three knives. Why knives? Because St. Bartholomew or St. Nathaniel, as some might call him, was skinned alive until he died, right? So the knives. Then we have a sword with the shell. Why a sword with the shell? The sword with the shell represents who? St. James. The shell represents being a missionary and baptism. The sword because he had his head sliced off. Then we have the clubs. Why the clubs? These represent St. Jude. St. Jude is clubbed to death. Wow. Then we have St. James the Lesser. Why the Lesser has stones on them? These are not meatballs. These are stones. Why? Because he ate too many meatballs and he died of high cholesterol and heart. No. He was stoned to death. They threw rocks at him until he died. And then we have Matthias, the axe and the book. Why? Because Matthias had his head chopped. And then we have St. Simon. And we see an oar, and we see an axe, and we see a saw. And then we see St. Thomas and St. Philip share a card because they were both carpenters, and they had a spear there because obviously they were speared. And then finally we have St. Matthew. St. Matthew has the chest. Why the chest? He was a treasurer, huh? Remember? The treasurer. Okay. Now, what else? Who's this? Who's the Jack? Well, the beloved disciple, St. John. And his little symbol from church history is what? It is a chalice with a snake inside of it. What? Well, because remember, in the gospel, Jesus was rebuking St. Peter, saying, what does it matter to you if I let this one live till the coming of man, right? Well, St. John is known for, well, besides having the Blessed Mother with him, well, not, and besides writing the book of Revelation and living, you know, past the year 100, well, they tried to kill him so many times, and they tried this unsuccessfully. And so there's a chalice there. Why? Because one time they tried to boil him alive, and that didn't work, and then they tried to drown him, and that didn't work. They tried to stone him, and that didn't work. When the people who threw the stones at the beloved disciple, the stones turned around midair and flung back at themselves, and stone themselves, those crazy rascals. And then what is this chalice here? It's because some people try to poison the chalice. But when St. John said the prayer over the chalice, a snake slithered out of it. Right, the beloved disciple. Now, if all of this has to do with the early church and our Lord Jesus Christ and his apostles, who would be the queen? Would it be Mary Magdalene the queen? My Protestant friends, who would you put as the queen? If there has to be a queen in a deck of cards, who would be the queen? Of course, the queen is the Blessed Virgin Mary. The Queen of Heaven and Earth. Why the Queen of Heaven and Earth? Because she's the mother of Jesus Christ. And Jesus is the King. And what is he a king of? Not only is he the King of Heaven and Earth, but he's the King from the line of King David. And in the Davidic kingdom, the Queen is always the mother. And the role of the mother was to intercede for the people. Right. And so we have the King and Queen. Because the Queen is the mother of the King in the Davidic kingdom. And Jesus, as we know, is a king from the line of King David. That's why we always hear, oh, Jesus, son of David. The dream that St. Joseph had, he reminded him that he was from the line of David. Right. And that said in St. Joseph, oh, this must be true. I forgot all about it. The Savior is going to come from my descendancy. Right. Okay. So, our queen and our king. And now, how would this work? So, let's say you're playing a game. Let's say you're playing, I don't know, make up a game, playing poker, whatever you want to play, Texas Hold'em, and you get your, let's even say you're playing this game with your atheist friends, and maybe their agnostic friends, and all of a sudden, they're playing cards, and you're playing with them, and what do they get? They get three queens. Wow. And then the next time, what happens? They get three queens again. Whoa. And then there's like, oh, this is crazy. Something's got to be up with these cards. Give me those cards. And they say, give me those cards. Let me shuffle these cards. Wow. And then they shuffle them, and they cut them again. And then they cut them again. I'm just showing off that I have this cool hand trick where I can cut the cards with one hand. Yeah, it's pretty neat, right? And I can't shuffle very well. I'll go ahead and pretend like I know what I'm doing, but I used to be able to know how to shuffle with one hand, but I couldn't do that anymore because I haven't been practicing. So after they shuffled it so many times, and then what happens? And then the Lord gives them, oh, it's impossible. How could this be? Another three. Where's my other queen? Three queens again in my hand. Oh, this must be a sign from the Lord. And trust me, I chose icons for these images. Why? Because icons are windows into heaven. And so if somebody's playing solitaire all alone, and they're playing and they see the Blessed Mother looking at them, there's something about an icon, and there's something about God willing to take advantage of every opportunity that will help to kind of aid in the conversion, slow conversion, subtle conversion, allows opportunities for divine providence to intertake. And you might be giving these, who could I give these to? I can give these to my students, my CCE students, for my retreatants. These were sold at stores in the Houston area for $5 a deck. I'm going to make them available to you for 57 cents a deck. The same physical quality as Bicycle, the same physical quality as the name brand playing cards. And these are what? These are name brand playing cards. Whose name they got? They got the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, eh? Amen. This is like, I had a free card to write whatever I want, and on this card I wrote, man's heart is restless until it rests in God, and it has an image of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And then it comes and says at the bottom, come to me, all of you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Because everybody has a longing in their heart. And so when they're playing with the cards by themselves, they'll remember this. And they'll remember the teacher. Personally, as a CCE teacher, whenever I teach CCE, I always give everybody as many things as I can. Why? Because when you give somebody, you're giving them rosaries, you're giving them scapulars, you're giving them green scapulars, you're giving them miraculous medals, you're giving them playing cards, you're giving them prayer books. Well, man, I don't have money to be doing all this. Right. Make this part of your tithe. Why? Because it shows those students that you really love them. One thing that we need to recognize is that it's not so much just the truth, it's the truth with love. Maybe it's not always flowery, but the person who is hearing it from you should know that you're only telling them, and your whole desire is not only love for God, but really a love for them, that you want them to be happy. And already, it was funny because I had one of my students come to last week and ask me, what were those playing cards for? And I was like, because I love you and I want you to have them. My mom keeps asking me why I have those cards and why you gave them to us and all this other stuff, right? And she just couldn't get over the fact that I gave it because I want them to be happy and I want them to use them and I want them to have more Catholic things to keep their mind on the gospel. And I'm making them available to you as cheap as humanly possible. You will not find a deck of playing cards for 57 cents anywhere. So what? You have to buy 60 of them to get them that cheap. Buy 60 of them and give them away to every single person you know. If you want, you can use this as a fundraiser. People have done this too. You can use this as a fundraiser and sell them for $2 a pack, sell them for $5 a pack, and raise money for your organization. You could go stand outside of Walmart and say, hey, don't buy that bicycle playing cards. Buy my playing cards. They're only $2. The bicycles are $3, right? And there you've made $1.50 per deck of playing cards. God bless you and God love you. I hope this has been helpful. Let's pray. And then Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Lord, we beg you to anoint everybody who's watching this, to send down your Holy Spirit upon us. Help us and to use every means possible to evangelize, to use video, to use literature, to use pictures, to use art, to use games, everything possible for the sake of the gospel. I ask a special blessing on all of those who use and play with these cards and distribute them, that they may inspire them and keep their mind on holy thoughts and help them to continue to be recollected after their games and to put more trust in your providence whenever they're playing a game against somebody. Maybe they can say, oh Lord, I'll make you a deal. If you beat me in this deck, Mr. Atheist, I'll give you $10. But if I beat you with this hand, Mr. Atheist, you'll go with me to the Eucharistic Adoration Chapel for 30 minutes. Wow, that's maybe the kind of gambling that the Lord might be permissible of, right? Taking a wager to get somebody to go to adoration. I don't know, maybe you can contact your moral theologian about this. Anyways, let's pray. Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, thank you, Lord. Bless us. Blessed Mother, please pray for us and keep us free from all wickedness and snares of the devil. Please stomp on his dirty little head. Amen.
In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.